recording.
Okay, and we will call this meeting to order. This is May 9th, 2023, the Bay Village Historic District Commission. Commissioners present, as I can see, are Kilgus, Dunwell, Knopf. That looks like it. Am I right?
So yeah, I don't see Tom yet. I suspect he'll be coming, but I don't see him on yet.
Okay, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So our first order, let me read the script. I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May 9th, 2023, in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the March 29th, 2023 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31, 2025. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please, quote, raise your hand, end quote, in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Okay. So our first order of business is advisory review of 16 Piedmont Street, constructing a rooftop addition, head house, and deck. So I guess we'll turn it over to the applicants now.
All right. And I'll just note that Tom Hotelling has joined us.
Oh, great. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
And Benny, are you there?
Hi, everyone.
I'm here.
Yes. And who else is here? I can make them a co-host if you have others here.
Okay. If you see Rabbi Yosef Zaklos, he's the owner of this project.
Okay. All right, I've made him a co-host. And anyone else, or is that all your...
That's it for the for the applicant side.
All right, so I have the existing photos, Benny, that you submitted to us and the presentation. So maybe it might be easiest if you give us a little introduction and we take a look at these existing conditions. But before that, you know, commissioners, we have guidelines for rooftop additions, and our current guidelines that we plan to update are fairly limited. They say that penthouses and vertical additions are subject to review. It doesn't really help us in this case. It says shall not exceed the height peak of the original roof. So this is not a peaked roof, it's a flat roof. And that they should not have stockade fences, chicken wire, or mesh. So that's, you know, we don't have much guidance from our current guidelines. And I know later we'll be talking about the guidelines that we hope to revise. But Benny, with that, why don't we just take a look at the existing building. So it's this one here, right?
That is the one, yes. It's a single family residence. It is situated on one of the smallest lots in the neighborhood. I don't think it's the smallest, maybe one that's smaller than that, but the land area is under 700 square feet according to the assessor's database. Which means that this residence is jammed on three sides against neighbors on the right and left and the rear. It's right on the sidewalk, as you can see. So the only room for expansion is up. And this is what we are proposing to do. The owner who lives in this family has a large and growing family, and they need more rooms, particularly bedrooms. So our proposed solution, and I don't know whether you want to go to the drawings or do you want me to show the screen?
Sure, why don't I let you show them? Just one other piece of information. This image shows us that you are at the intersection of Coconut Grove and Piedmont. So, you know, you can get back pretty far to see the additions, and you can see on either side, the buildings on either side obviously have had rooftop additions made to them.
That is correct. Yes.
Right. I'll stop sharing and you can go ahead and share your screen.
Okay. Thank you. So this is in front elevation drawing of the existing condition. These are the existing floor plans. So there is a basement here, part of which is utility, part of which is a playroom. There's no daylight there. The drawing in the middle is the existing first floor with a door off the street into a living dining room with a kitchen in the rear and a small powder room. There's a second floor. It's actually a mezzanine. It's maybe 7 feet above the floor of the main living room. There's a small study there, and there's another floor right here, the third floor, with currently they're very small bedrooms. And we find ourselves in a situation where we need to create an addition. These are sections through the existing structure. There's a small low roof in the rear from which there's a currently ladder access to the high roof. There's nothing on the high roof, as you saw from the photograph from above. It's just a black rubber roof, not usable. We're not proposing any work on the lower floors, not in the basement, on the first floor, not on the mezzanine. But we are proposing an addition of a third floor here, with a bedroom in the rear that will have a window to that light well area of lower roof in the back, and a bedroom in the front that will have street-facing windows. Those windows, at least one of them, are required by code to be escape windows in an emergency, and we'll show you how we propose to handle that. Right here on the upper left, you see a three-dimensional representation of the existing structure. And on the right, larger scale, we are showing the proposed addition on top of the existing structure. What we're showing you today represents some adjustments that we made to the project, having met with the abutters and having met with the neighborhood association. We heard comments from them. We have not gone through zoning yet, and this is why we're asking today only for an advisory review. We understand that we're not going to get a binding decision or a vote today. These are sections showing the proposed addition. One of the things that we had to do in response to other comments and in an attempt to raise the new bedroom windows on the street side above the exterior wall features of the existing structure is to slightly raise, I believe it was 8 inches, raise the additional floor above so that those windows and their sill height meet code requirements for escape openings. But we compensated for that by lowering the roof of the head house, the stair head house, so the totality of the, we also reduced the size of the head house. The total height did not increase. That's what I was trying to say. We have this is a view from, actually, it's from the parking garage across the street. I believe it was either the fourth or the fifth level of that parking garage. So we superimpose the model of the proposed addition on the photograph. Like I said, it's a very small lot. The window, the rooms, the bedrooms are very constricted in size. We're fighting for every inch here. In response to comments from the abutters, the neighborhood association, and in anticipation of today's meeting, we have recessed the exterior wall, the front exterior wall of the proposed addition, back from the existing brick wall with its metal coping here, so that we can leave it intact and untouched. The plane of the exterior wall of the proposed addition is roughly in the same plane as the neighbors to our left in this photograph. We are proposing a usable roof on it, partly covered with a pergola in the rear, and access to a stair with a head house, as we show in the sections. This is a photograph of the existing condition before we superimpose the proposed work on it. You can see that several of the neighbors have roof structures on them. And back to this one, you can see that we're actually not exceeding the height of our neighbor to the left in terms of the bulk and the visibility. We're really trying to reduce those things, the bulk, the visibility, and the visual impact. Here is a view of the proposed addition superimposed on that photograph that you showed earlier. We removed the color from it. We don't think that right now we're prepared to really get into issues of finishes and things like that. You can see from here, you can see the top of the head house poking through the guardrail on the roof deck. It is somewhat visible. We're trying to minimize that. One of the things that we think is going to help it here is that guardrail itself, because it visually stops the eye from wandering further beyond that. But it can be seen from street level. And I'll be happy to answer any questions from the commission.
May I ask a question? Going back to the section through the vertical section, tell us again about the height, the overall height. And I think I noted a 43 foot something or other. Was that to the top of your head house?
The top of it's slightly lower than what it's showing. You see it's sitting a little higher. So, but it's in a 43 foot range. The actual roof that the deck is on is below the 35 foot zoning limit.
Okay. So it's 34.9 to the top of the roof.
Yes.
And 43 approximately to the top of the head house.
The head house and its pergola, yes.
Okay. And just another question for clarification. Looking again at the section that's on the left of the screen, you have, like, on the sides of your roof deck, you have solid walls, it seems, to go up. partway. Am I right? Is that required, or is that just an aesthetic decision to have those walls on the side? That would be basically where your party walls would be.
It's not an aesthetic decision. It's a requirement. We understand that we are in a very dense neighborhood, and there will be fire separation and fire safety requirements that will come into play. And
okay.
I don't think I have
So it relates to the fire code, for example?
For example, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, you mentioned that the fact that the building is kind of dead ahead of Coconut Grove Street, so there's a long distance view. There's more of a vista of that from a public way. Is this affected differently, the fact that you have this long distance view versus a view from the other side of the street?
Well, you have more of a, as you said, you have more of a vista, but I think in this case, and if, could you go to the existing photo? Do you have it that shows you looking down? The building to the rear is taller than this building. So when you're viewing it from the street, you know, the proposed addition is not going to be blocking any more sky. It's sort of building up against a blank wall.
Let's see.
The one, you had an image looking from the parking garage, I think, down.
Yeah, was that looking down on it, I think, is the one we want to see.
Yeah, I mean, that helps.
One looking down on it is...
Yeah, from the, there we go, yep.
Yeah, see that, yeah, you have that large building behind it. So when you're, you know, when you're looking from the street, even when you're getting further down Coconut Grove, you know, you're always seeing that building behind you.
What is that building?
It's a apartment building. It has mostly students live there. I think there are 8 units. That's the back.
Oh, okay.
But Joe, your point is building on top of this building doesn't impact a view behind it because it's just backing up on a solid wall.
Correct.
Okay, correct. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one building, though, that is directly opposite Coconut Grove.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever happens on the roof, you're going to be seeing it much more than the buildings on either side.
Exactly. Yeah.
Joe, can you explain, have you had preliminary conversations with the applicant, or is this the first that everyone?
No, we had one. They were going to come last month. And I think even before that, when I initially received their application, they had proposed losing the parapet wall that, which mm-hmm. is really a character defining feature that steps up. Mm-hmm. So they have, that was one response to my comments, but, you know, in looking at this, I feel, and it's a little hard to tell whether or not the proposed addition is going to be in the same plane as the building to the left. And I think it should be the same setback. And I would say the same cladding as well.
Can we go to the image that shows it built out on the top floor? The same image, I think you had one.
I can't tell
either, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like in this image it is brought out further towards the street than the building to the left. Is that, Benny, is that correct?
The intent is to be coplanar with the building to the left. We don't want to, we were resigned to not projecting beyond that plane, and the cladding material, I think it's a reasonable request and condition to do that. I think it does make sense. Obviously, looking at this, they have different floor-to-floor heights to the left. So we're not going to line up windows with them, even setting aside zoning and landmarks opinions, we just don't have the room for more stairs, longer stairs to get up to the roof. We're trying to every foot that we go up in height costs us in floor area and stairs. So we will never meet the windows.
But that's all right. You don't do it on the second floor anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
I have a question. Is there a pergola? There a pergola? Where is, I don't see the pergola in this piece.
It's in the back there. It's it rendered here a little light, so it's hard to
see. Okay. Will it be seen from the street is my question.
I don't believe so.
Unless you're further down Coconut Grove.
Okay, because you would, in one drawing, it looked like it was further up front. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
How far does the pergola come? Okay.
Comes to the
rear in the back.
Head house.
Yeah. Okay, so it's in the back.
It's in the way back, yes.
Okay, okay. Okay, but your windows don't line up anyway. So, I mean, the way the buildings are. So I think it's consistent with that.
Mm-hmm. And is the pergola designed always to be a pergola? It's not going to be covered with something, is it?
No.
Plants? Maybe.
Plants would be fine, yeah. But it doesn't, not a canvas awning. It's not going to have a solid covering later on down the road.
It's not envisioned as such. If you know, it's envisioned to be simply a pergola.
Okay.
I think in looking at this view, there's still something that needs to be resolved at that left side with the, you know, in front of the chimney. That's just sort of an awkwardness with that.
Right here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to understand a little better what's happening with our neighbors to the left and where their wall exactly is and how we can resolve with it. I think if we can simply lower that solid wall and just run the guardrail into their, I'm going to call it mansard, it's not a real mansard, but their kind of metal clad top floor, I think that's a possible solution there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a question about the head house. We can see the head house from the street, right?
Yes.
In terms of us as an organization, haven't we been, we have voted against that or expect people to modify that in the past, as I recall.
Right.
I'm just putting it out there.
Right. I mean, could it be a hatch instead of a head house?
I think, to me as a designer, head house offers better usability and safety, especially for a family with young children.
Can you modify the head house? Can you have half head house?
In what way?
I don't know. I'm not an architect.
Do you have a plan that shows the...
I have a plan that shows exactly how we're hemmed in there. The stairs that lead to the roof. Right here, because of the layout of rooms on the floor below, the tightness of bathroom and... bedrooms and circulation. This stair has really almost zero movement up and down this plan. So we don't really have the option of pushing that stair to the rear and moving the head house with it away from the street. This is a challenge. This is the issue here.
May I just ask a question? If you were to flip the door 307 to the left-hand side and then push the sink next to the WC, would you not slide the staircase further? I don't know what way we're going here, further up on the drawing, which would pull the head house back in on the roof. Do you follow me?
Well, you're proposing to flip the door with the sink.
Yes. Which would give you a corner to work with the stair that you could slide it back toward the bathroom. I don't know if this will work, but it's just a thought. Because if you could do that, then you could, the whole head house could shift back on the roof.
Well, that's an interesting idea, Tom, because if that happens, and if I get enough width here from the strike of the door, I can raise that stair by on a platform by one step.
Yep.
And this way I shorten the run of the stair by one tread. So yes, there's 9 inches, we can 10 inches.
Are you by code allowed to have winders on a stair to a roof?
I'm allowed to have winders on a stair inside the dwelling unit, but they cannot come to a point. They have to come to at the minimum 6 inches on the narrow.
Got head. It. Yep.
So it's not going to, we're working right now on another project that has winders, and this is a real struggle. It sounds like a magic bullet. It's not.
No, I don't know that it's going to work. It was just an inquiry.
Yeah, no,
it sounds like winders will not work here.
Not here. We actually considered the possibility of a spiral stair, but the spiral stair has essentially doubles the width it takes from this floor plate, and now access to rooms and bathrooms is compromised. So that didn't work either.
But if you could flip the door and have a landing at the bottom, you probably could get at least one, maybe two treads back.
And we'll study that. And
it's simply, listen, I don't mean to tell you how to do this. It's a suggestion.
We're here today for an advisory review. And we know that we'll be back at some point asking for a decision, recommendation. And we want to make it easy for you to give us a favorable recommendation. So yes, we'll study that.
Thank you.
Could I ask you to go back to the rendered view of the addition in place as it's seen from across the street, the one that had the tree in the foreground? No, the color rendered view. Well, this is sort of okay. That's good, stick with that. So when we look at it from this angle, that head house is small. I mean, the amount of visible space it takes up, not so much. Of course, if you were back on Coconut Grove Lane, you'd see more. Personally, I don't think the head house is so offensive. There's going to be something. You can see that the building is going up. Pushing it back, 9 inches, I'm not sure it's going to make that much difference, really. So personally, I think
it could be as much as 15 inches, actually, Steve.
Okay.
And, every little bit helps. Just it would make it that much better.
Yeah. And probably isn't there some like a height requirement at the head house, meaning when you exit the staircase, there has to be the door has to have a certain minimum height.
Yes.
And that determines the height of the head house.
Exactly. Yes.
You're right. Actually, if it's two treads, it could be anywhere from 20 to 22 inches, couldn't it?
The treads here are 10 inches.
10. So okay. 20 inches then.
20 inches.
Almost 2 feet.
If you can squeeze that, yes. I'd like to point out and to agree with Steve's observation here that if you look to the right of the proposed project, there's a lot of roof noise in this view. And I think that what we're proposing here is a relatively clean and quiet roofscape.
I think it would be important to see more. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to very quickly say that I hear what you're saying, but a lot of that noise is temporary. Those are planters and things that owner has on his deck. So,
okay.
I think we distinguish between temporary and permanent.
Yeah, right.
One more thing I just wanted to add, that the idea of having the new front wall being, as we say, coplanar with the building on the left, the old flute building, I think that's a good thing to strive for. Having the surface material be similar, it doesn't have to be identical. I mean, the same, you know, that's a lead-coated copper.
Yes.
So, you know, a similar product, maybe very slightly different. It doesn't have to be identical, but just something that would be compatible. I think that's a plus also.
Thank you.
I have a question. Might seem really dumb, but when I'm looking at the building, I'm asking myself, why is there only one window on the left-hand side and not a balancing window on the right-hand side? Maybe it's because you've got plans for the rooms inside that don't necessitate a window, but just in terms of harmony and balance.
What the floor plan tells me.
Yeah,
I'm sure the floor plan will tell everything. Yeah.
There's a closet there.
A closet.
Well.
Is the window on the far left needed?
That window is the
only... is that the one that's the emergency egress?
That's the one that provides the egress.
Ah, okay.
I don't know about this, but in my house, we actually have a fake window for that reason in the back. But, you know, I'm just asking the question.
Yes. We could balance the fenestration and handle the closet somewhat differently. Maybe it's not a structured closet, maybe it's an armoire in that bedroom. Again,
commissioners,
I think you're right. You can't have a closet with a window that's draped or something.
If the closet turned 90 degrees?
Well.
It's possible. The layout of this closet is somewhat legacy here. We had a different layout for this room and we never turned the closet. It may be that the closet can turn 90 degrees. It will actually get slightly wider. And then we can have the window to balance the
more natural light in the bedroom.
I was going to say it gives you more light, which is nice.
Yeah, we can do that. Yes.
I have a question about the facade. Does the railing go? It goes. Can I have the picture with the tree, please? Does the railing make it higher than the buildings next to it on the left?
Or the railing is higher. But what the building to the left has that you don't see from this point of view
is
it has a roof deck that sits right here. It's
that's recessed.
3 or 4 feet higher than that, and it has a railing too. So, right.
But we don't see that from the street.
No, you don't see that from the street.
Okay. Commissioners, is that a problem?
I don't think so personally, because the physical part of the facade is lower, and it's just the railing that's higher.
Okay.
I mean, what do others think? I think it's okay.
Yeah, I think the railing should be simpler. The posts make it kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Right. It has to be related more to what else is going on.
So should it be the color of the facade, the new facade?
Or more like the other railings in the building next door on the upper roof deck, just a thinner, maybe a thinner post.
Yeah.
And you don't really see them then.
Right.
They kind of disappear, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's...
I would just add, while you have this image, I think it will be important to see perspectives from further west on Piedmont to see what the head house is, the side of the head house is going to look like from the street.
Okay.
And following up on that, Joe, I'd love to see a rendering that shows what it looks like from Coconut Grove Lane, you know, from like halfway back, maybe. So then you'd see that like head-on perspective that we were talking about, because obviously there are issues about how visible is this. I'm okay with the railing, the head house. I think there's some little details that are, you know, could be tuned up. But other renderings, I think, would help us to understand it.
I would like to see a lighter colored railing.
I would too.
Yeah, I think that's going to
make it go away.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's going to make it very palatable.
And currently the head house has got dark markings on it as well. And it's.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, Kathy, I think there may be some members of the public here. Do you want to ask if anyone wants to make a comment?
Yes, of course. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak?
You can raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Let me. Great. Okay, Mr. Burdick.
Hi there. This is Steve. I'm at number 18. Thanks for all your input today. This is really interesting to see. And I agree what I think it was Joe that said that the setback should match the flute factory side. And I agree with that. And the material should be, you know, like similar, you know, it's just sort of just so it matches. And I think that top railing should really set back as much as that flute factory railing. It's another, it looks like a good 6 feet. That's really what we did with our head house. We really set it way back. This, we did our roof about 15, 20 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And at that time, our direction was, we don't care if you see it from the street. It just depends on the material is that it's approved. So maybe things have changed. But I think, you know, the setback should match the flute factory on both the third and fourth levels.
That's a good point. I hadn't actually seen yours. I'm looking at yours now, Steve. Yeah, okay.
Let me point out that there's a limit to how much we can push the rail back from the facade because of the door from the head house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Relatively, I don't think we're going to match the line of the rail to the left, but I think there's some effort that can be made here to recede somewhat from the facade mm-hmm. with the railing. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Kathy, I don't see anyone else making, I don't have any messages.
All right, so I guess the question is, the head house comes almost up to the railing?
No.
No, it would have to be at least 3 feet away from it to open the door.
Okay.
But the railing, I think, would be, if it's down on the level of the deck, it's going to be lower, isn't it? Yeah. Or is that 42 inches to the top of the railing as it is now?
Yeah. You know, I'd have to check that. I'm not in front of that. We may have made it 6 inches higher than that, just you know, for the fact that we anticipate children being on this roof deck.
Mm.
We I'd venture to say that the railing on the roof to our left is also not code minimum. And again,
probably,
I think there's something to be said for the perception of safety.
Completely, but the idea of pushing it back is an interesting one because it would be less visible from the street and behind the brick parapet, not on the parapet, but on the deck.
Yeah,
and maybe safer.
Might be.
True. That's a good point. Good point.
Okay.
Can I mention one more thing here? Well, we've got this view in front of us. Back to this subject of symmetry that Kathleen mentioned, and the closet that doesn't have a window and all that. So clearly the design was, it was originally intended to be symmetrical, although there's sort of a weird thing that happens on the left side where it meets the old flute building and that odd yellow door that's in there. But if you kind of exclude that, you can see that it was a symmetrical concept, and having that symmetry carry all the way up, maybe that would be a good thing. You know, even if it's a window into a closet or a change in the closet or something like that. And I'll just say one more time that when we see this next, or when it comes back to planning and zoning, I think a little more attention to the rendering would be helpful. You know, first in different perspectives, especially from the lane. But also, I just can't quite see how the front of the proposed addition is aligned with the front of the building on the left. They seem to be like about a foot apart, the way I'm seeing it. And I just wonder if that is...
That's not intentional. There are some dimensional discrepancies that we see from floor to floor. It's hard to measure exactly what that chimney is.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm just saying it's a little hard to read sometimes. And then finally, the business about the floors not aligning building to building, that's because the buildings had completely different design concepts, especially on the first floor. Your first floor has a very high rise, and the others don't. So a lot of differences.
I understand.
Okay.
So, Joe, what might be a process going forward?
Yeah, well, this was just advisory. So, you know, I hope these comments were helpful to the applicant. And, you know, we're welcome, you know, if you want to meet on a staff level with some revisions or come back for another advisory review. But you can't come back with a formal application until you have your zoning variances in order.
Okay.
Can I ask us a follow-up? Bernie and Rabbi Zaklos, do you have a date to go back to Bay Village Planning with this? Because I know I saw a presentation about this before.
I'll answer and then let the rabbi answer if he has a different answer. Right now, we don't have a date. The process that we have been following is meeting with one group, making adjustments based on feedback, meeting with the, that was the Abatus first, the Neighborhood Association next. Now we're here for an advisory. There will be some adjustments from this meeting. And at that point, we will we'll reschedule the following meetings, and then we'll commence the zoning process.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so I will start sharing my screen again. We'll go back to...
Can I ask what kind of variance you need for zoning?
The roof structure is one of them. I don't have in front of me the denial letter, but there's maybe three or four items on the list. FAR may be one of them. I don't remember right now.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So we are not going to vote on this. So we're going to just move as a commission to our next order of business. Am I right, Joe?
Yes. Yep. Thank you, Benny. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Inviting us. Thanks. Bye.
Yes. Thanks.
All right. Well, I guess our regulatory standards were, you know, now off to our next step in our process. And so hopefully today, did everyone get my redlined document? And we do have, you know, unfortunately, I have another hearing that starts at 5:00. So we don't have much time to review this. So what I had hoped to propose, if you're open to it, if we could schedule a special meeting between now and our June 13th hearing to go over this in more detail. And the biggest changes I've made, I went through the whole document and it goes back to this 2.2.0 section where, and Tom, as you know, in our study reports and our design guidelines, we have this definition between should and shall. And that's something that's become important when we have enforcement issues and when we have, you know, questions by applicants of, you know, what do the guidelines require and what do the, what are more recommendations by the guidelines. So I tried to go through the entire document. There were a lot of instances that you'll see where it said must. So I changed the must until shalls, but it's something that we need to make sure we're all comfortable with where we're saying shall and where we're saying should. So you'll see that throughout the document. And then the probably the other significant changes, I made two changes in the site work, paving, which was recommended by Jill Zick from the BPDA, which is just basically the to give a proposed size of pavers and pattern, interlocking patterns, so they are more durable and have more longevity. And then she had an addition, in addition to native species, native and naturalized species of plantings. And then I did a little work with our window guidelines. So look at that very carefully. You know, we talked about the difference between simulated divided lights and true divided light. So that's, I hope I addressed in here. And then under storm windows and screens, there is mention about the half screens. We had some discussion about that. I don't know if it was last month or the month before. So not, I haven't made many significant changes, but you know, it is something that I would be more comfortable if we could set aside at least a good hour just to talk about this and go through these and then present it to the members of the public for, you know, a more formal review and acceptance.
Okay.
So we should all review this first, red lines, and then we come together, discuss them, Joe.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. So I'll send out a doodle poll of, you know, to try to schedule something virtually between you know, now and June 3rd, 13th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ratification of April 11th public hearing minutes. Has everyone had a chance to review those minutes sent by email?
Yes.
Changes?
None.
If not, I move that we approve them as written.
Second.
Okay, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, and staff updates, anything you want to add, Joe, that is outside of the stuff you've talked about already today?
No, just we are in preservation month, so on our website, we don't have any special programs that we're hosting as a commission, but we do have a list of programs and events that are going on throughout the city. Those include the neighborhood coffee hours, and we've already, Bay Village already happened. That was
at the beginning.
Unfortunately, it rained and we had it inside, but you know, there are other events. So take a look at our website if you have interest.
All right. I think I'm going to make a motion to adjourn unless there's any other commissioner comments or thoughts that you want to add.
Nope.
Second.
Okay. Move to adjourn has been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. For your thoughts Thank and you. Comments today.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.